Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of 1 Corinthians as we continue through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
He talks about here that striveth. The word is to contend, to struggle. It's a struggle to live a Christian life. The world's out there pulling, and we're in this flesh. As a matter of fact, Paul addresses this in the last, I keep my body under subjection. Paul struggled with this. The flesh, matter of fact, but Corinthians said, those things that I want to do, I don't do those things. And those things that I don't want to do, I do them. Oh, wretched man that I am. Paul had that struggle. And if the Apostle Paul, that great man of God, had to struggle with the flesh, don't you think this preacher has a struggle? And I'm looking over the congregation, and I believe you have a struggle. And he says, he talks about every man that striveth, you're contending. By the help and the grace of God, you're doing your best to overcome. You're running to win. I love that thought, running to win. That he striveth for the mastery in all, is temperate. The word temperate means self-control. Let me read that, you get it all together. Every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. He has self-control. Now remember, he's talking about those athletes. Whether it's the Olympics or the Isthmian Games, 10 months before the actual games they participate in, we are told that for 10 months, they restrict themselves, they discipline themselves to a strict diet, exercise, and extra physical activities, which we're all adults here, even sexual activities, because they're focused totally upon the race. That's what the word temperate means. They're able to control themselves. Well, he compares that now to believers, that we too ought to be temperate. We ought to be able to control ourselves. And Paul's going to talk about this just a little bit more in the next couple of verses. But listen, he says that these athletes abstain from unhealthy food, wine, and other physical indulgences that would affect their performance. And just like they did, or do, those athletes, we too as believers ought to abstain from the things of the world that affects our life for Christ. A lot of things. Now, we're not just talking about food and all. What do I do? I wasn't going to say it, but you know how I am. I can't help myself sometimes. All right. Isn't it funny that some of these preachers will preach against your sin and all the other sins, but they're fat as a hog? I shouldn't say that, but you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about. Are y'all mad at me?
No.
I can say that because I've lost 30 pounds now, and
yeah.
I'm not that way. But anyway, see how most people reach about your sin and not my sin. But it's that thing about self-control, okay? We just can't control ourselves, all right? So it's a problem here. All right, now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. They discipline their lives for at least 10 months to obtain something that's going to perish. The word corruptible means that it perishes. It fades away, like those roses I was talking about that Latrice had to do away with yesterday. Beautiful, and then they just, bloop, they fall over in the vase. Even though it was watered, it just... But we do it to obtain an incorruptible crown. In other words, their reward is temporary, but our reward is eternal. Matthew 6, 20. Jesus tells us to lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. God's word promises those faithful believers, we read in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 4, will receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. If athletes compete by the rules and master self-control in all things, all for the purpose of winning a crown that will fade away, how much more should Christians discipline themselves for a crown that will never fade away. Now, real quick, there's mentioned in the New Testament five crowns that are mentioned in the New Testament. Quickly, I want to go over these crowns with you, at least five of them. Number one, there's a victor's crown. Paul just mentioned about receiving rewards that fadeth not away. Five crowns. There's a victor's crown that we just read about in verse number 25. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. And that would be a victor's crown, one who won the race. They've run the race, they've been faithful, and they made it to the finish line. By the way, everybody is eligible for this crown, okay, if you make it to the finish line. I didn't say you're not going to heaven. We're going to get to that in just a minute in 1 Corinthians 3. Isn't it awful? You go to church, you're saved, go to church all your life, and then you're old, because we've got a lot of old fogies here, and I is one of them. You almost make it to the finish line, and you quit. You give up. A lot of people do that, even young or whatever the case may be. But the thought is, you finish the race. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I finished that run. I've kept the faith. And because of that, he's going to receive another crown. We're going to look at that. But anyway, the victor's crown is those who finished the race that set before them and finished it well through disciplined lives of faithfulness to the Lord. Well done, thou good and faithful servant, receive this crown. The second crown that we find in Scripture, New Testament, is called a crown of rejoicing. It's found in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 19. A crown of rejoicing. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are ye not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? A crown of rejoicing we find is it will be given to those who have led others to Christ. Others would call it a soul winner's crown. Well, he talks about that you are a hope, our joy. You are a crown of rejoicing, and that a lot of Bible teachers would call it a soul winner's crown. Who's out there winning people to the Lord, they will receive a special reward. It's called a crown of rejoicing, a soul winner's crown. All right, there's a third one. 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 8. The third is called a crown of righteousness. 2 Timothy 4, 8. Well, let me back up a little bit. Verse number 7, I just referred to this verse, just referenced it. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. I take all of this literally, by the way. Rewards that we will receive. We're going to look at this just a minute, the rewards that we will receive. This would be a reward. And then it says, let me refinish the verse. Shall give me that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that also love his appearing. It's called a crown of righteousness. This crown would be given to those who not only live for the Lord, but they have a longing and they're looking for the return of Jesus. They're longing and they're looking for the return of Jesus. Let me read that again. But not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. By the way, are you looking for Jesus to come at any moment? I am. There's a lot of people who believe Jesus is going to come later on, after the tribulation period, sometime in the, or even at the end of the tribulation period, toward the end of the tribulation period, okay? We are never taught in Scripture, listen to me closely, we are never taught in Scripture, not one verse tells us to look for the Antichrist. Every verse of Scripture that speaks of the coming of Christ speaks of looking for the Christ.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.